Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Bishop Yahweh Sopkow, the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. My co-host, please introduce yourself.
Recruit Aharon.
And once again, you tune into the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And before we get tonight's show started, we want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure of the nation of Israel. First starting off with the Holy God sent comfort, the Holy Apostle, Shirah, peace, Hazadak. We want to say shalom. We want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle, Chief High Priest Ariah, and Holy Apostle, and Chief High Priest Shah. We want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. We want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests, Elect Lady, and Holy Women in my nation. I want to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of states, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General. I want to say shalom to all the shields in general. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy, to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the sisters in our nation and those of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the children of our nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's show kicks off Black History Month. And tonight's show is going to be Black History Unfolded, Part 1. And we're going to go through a lot of points. And this is probably going to be a four-part or five-part show. We're going to go over so many things about Black history that are not being taught in your today's institutions, not being taught in your schools, your universities, not being taught anywhere, the way you're going to hear Black history taught here tonight and every Saturday night on this radio show. First and foremost, I want to go through some prominent, famous so-called Negroes, Jews, African Americans in history. And some of these you might not even knew were Negroes or African Americans or Jews. First name I want to call out is King James. Yes, brothers and sisters, King James was a so-called Negro, so-called African American. He was a Jew, a black man. The same King James that was king at the time and that authorized the translation of the Bible from Greek and Latin to the English, the old Quaker English. Socrates was also a so-called Negro, so-called African-American, a Jew, a black man. Yes, Socrates. Plato was a black man, so-called Negro, so-called African-American, a Jew. Aristotle was a so-called Negro, so-called African-American, a black man. The pharaohs of Egypt from the 14th to the 18th dynasties all were Israelite Jews. Yes, not Egyptians. Even though they were pharaohs in Egypt and ruled over Egypt, upper and lower Egypt, they were Israelites, black men, black people. Not African black people, but Israelite Jews, black people. King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table were so-called Negroes, so-called African Americans, Jews, black people. Robin the Hood was a so-called Negro, so-called African American, a black man. Beethoven was a so-called Negro, so-called African American, black man. Constantine the Great, who was over the Unified Church, also known as the Catholic Church, was also a black man. Spartacus was a black man, so-called Negro, so-called African American, a Jew. Hannibal, the great conqueror that conquered nations while riding elephants, he was also a black man, so-called Negro, so-called African American. Nostradamus, the one who these scholars today hold in high esteem because they felt as though he predicted the future. Nostradamus was also a so-called Negro, so-called African-American, a black man, who read the Bible, was familiar with Bible prophecy, and gave you Bible prophecy out of the Bible. He wasn't predicting the future, he just knew the Bible. And brothers and sisters, this is just to name a few. Just to name a few. And the true images of these people that I named have been changed and whitewashed. Let me get one more while we're talking about it. John Hanson, the first president of the United States, not George Washington. He was the first president of the Confederate States before there was the United States, before they signed the Declaration of Independence. John Hanson was a black man who was the first president of these United States before Barack Obama was even born. So, again, we can go on and on, brothers and sisters, on and on about black history unfolded, the true black history, the hidden black history. Brothers and sisters, it's time to claim your culture. Time to claim your culture. Bad enough, they only gave us February to talk about these things, you know, and to promote them and proclaim them. February, we all know, is the shortest month. So if we're going to talk about it, let's really talk about it. You thought I was going to get on here and talk about slavery? You know what I mean? Because they lead you to believe that our history started with slavery. Come on, man. Stop it. Now, brothers and sisters, you might be asking yourself, why are so-called African Americans, so-called Negroes, why are they so gifted in all walks of life? You know, can we find Bible scriptures to back up why we got so much swag? Let's get Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God.
Read.
The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It says the Lord chose us to be a special people unto himself. It says the Lord chose us to be above all people on the face of the earth. Once again, it said the Lord chose us to be above all people on the face of the earth. So if God chose us to be above all people on the earth, we can't do nothing but shine. We're the best of the best, brothers and sisters. The best of the best. We can't do nothing but shine. Let's get Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2.
For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord has chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth.
See, the Bible is so clear. Said the Lord chose us not only to be a special people, but to be a peculiar people. When you look at the so-called Negroes, the West, so-called West Indians, so-called Haitians, the people that your president of the United States called from coming from clap whole countries. He sound like a hater. When you look at the so-called Mexicans and Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and the Native American Indians and the Seminole Indians, and you just look how they walk, how they talk, how they act, how they move and shake. The different things that they created, the different things that they brought to this society, it's just amazing, it's overwhelming. We know that America was made great off the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors, of the so-called Negroes, so-called African Americans. You talking about let's make America great again? What are you talking about? America is great because of us. So you don't really want to make America great again. You want to make America pre-slavery again. And even pre-slavery, America was still ran by our brothers, the so-called Native Indians. So okay, let's make America great again. Let's put our Gadite brothers and sisters, North American Indians, back in power. Let's make America great again. Let's send you back to Britain. Send your wife back to wherever she come from. Well, so. You understand that? Let's get Psalm chapter 82, verse 6.
I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High.
Read.
But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes.
See what the Bible says, brothers and sisters? The Bible says we are gods. Lowercase g, gods. In the Hebrew, Elohim, Elohiah, angel or angels. Gods in the flesh. Not God the Father, not God the Son. Gods in the flesh. Put here in the flesh as a punishment for breaking God's laws all the way back in the garden. And the Bible came back and says, yeah, we're gods, but it says we're dying like men. We're dying like women. Why are we dying? Because we're acting like the nations. We're acting like people. We're not acting like gods. We're not acting like angels. We're not walking in the spirit. So since we want to walk in the flesh, we're going to die like men. We're going to die like women. But the Bible never came back and says we were not gods. So again, if we are in fact gods, if we are in fact angels, then guess what? We're going to do God-like things. We're going to do angelic things. We're going to do spiritual things. You understand that? And when you look at the great inventions that our brothers and sisters created and the great works that our brothers and sisters did, you can see it was something from God, something that God made. It had to be from God. Let's get St. John chapter 10, verse 34.
Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods?
Is that it, sir? Okay, read it one more time.
Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, you're gods.
You see that, brothers and sisters? Jesus Christ came back and verified Psalms 82 and 6. He said, don't it say in your law that ye are gods? If that's the case, then why y'all down here breaking the laws of God? Why you ain't down here walking in the Spirit? Why ain't doing God-like things? Why are you so carnal? So now Jesus confirmed that we're God. So what's the problem? Once again, we're not walking in the Spirit. We're not acting like angels. We're not conducting ourselves like angels. So again, we're going to die because we're walking in the flesh. Let's get Matthew chapter 5, verse 13.
Ye are the salt of the earth.
Mm.
But if Read. The salt have, mm-hmm. but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men.
Mm. See that, brothers and sisters. The Bible says that we are the salt of the earth. Salt gives food its flavor. Salt gives food its savor. But it said if that salt has lost its if it's lost its savor, that salt is what good for nothing. So we're that salt of the earth that lost its savor, and we became good for nothing. We went from the best of the best to the good for nothing. So that explains something. If we went from the best of the best to the good for nothing because we lost our savor, we were salt that lost our savor, that explains something. That explains something about the punishment from God, that the punishment from God and why he put that punishment on us. What punishment am I talking about? I'm talking about the enslavement and the impoverished conditions that the so-called Negroes, the so-called African Americans went through in America, known as slavery. You understand that? Which was punishment from God. Why? Because we broke his laws. And we no longer were salt because we lost our Savior. We became what? Good for nothing. We became good for nothing. Now it's time to show God that we've gotten our Savior back. We back to being the salt of the earth. We want to be the best of the best, Lord. Take us out of this condition. Free your children. Allow your angels to be angels and no more men, no more women. Let's go into some scriptures on what happened, on how we went from the best of the best to the good for nothing. Let's hit Amos chapter 3, verse 1 to 2. Bless you.
Well, hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I have brought up from the land of Egypt, saying,
you see that, brothers and sisters? We're family. You understand that? We're family. Why don't we think we're family today? Because we allow religion to divide us. We allow gangs to divide us. We allow a skin color to divide us. We allow neighborhoods to divide us. We allow education to divide us. You understand that? But the Bible says we're family. All one family takes care of their own. Family takes care of their own. Family takes care of their own. Well, we got to go to the so-called white man, Caucasian man for welfare. We take care of our own. Well, we got to go to them for anything? Because the Bible prophesies that we would have to go to our enemies for the one of all things. Why? Because we broke God's laws. So it's time to become a family again. Start taking care of each other. Read.
You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
See what the Bible says, brothers and sisters. God said, I only know you. There's a lot of families on this earth. But God said, I only know you. You out of all the families of the earth, I only know you, Israel. So therefore, I'm going to punish you for all your iniquities, all your sins, all your crimes. The Lord don't care about everybody else on this planet earth. He only concerned with the children of Israel. He said, I recognize you as family, and I'm going to punish you for all your sins, all your crimes. And slavery was a punishment from God. Now, the ones that he put us in their control, the so-called white man, white woman, white children, Caucasian, Edomites, they took it too far with how they treated us. They wasn't supposed to treat us how they treated us. They treated us terrible. But again, it was still God who put us in that condition. Why? Because we broke his laws. This is a lesson to be learned, brothers and sisters. This is a terrible lesson to be learned. But guess what? We got to learn. We got to go through it. And we're going to go through it. And we're going to get back to being the rulers on this planet Earth. You watch. Before it's all said and done, we're going to be ruling this earth. When I say we, I'm talking about the so-called Negroes, West Indians, Haitians, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, people of Negroid, Indian, Latino descent. When it's all said and done, we're going to be ruling this planet Earth. You watch what I tell you. Let's get Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Give me verse 1. Let me know when you finish. Give me verse 15. Let me know when you finish. And then give me verse 68.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high, above all nations of the earth.
You see that, brothers and sisters? All we had to do was obey and follow God's laws. All we had to do was follow and obey God's commandments. That's all we had to do. And say he was going to put us above all people on the planet Earth. That's all we have to do, brothers and sisters. But you know us. You know, we hard-headed, stiff-necked. We hard-headed, stiff-necked, rebellious. You know how we are. We just like our kids, like you was fussing at them today. Why are you so hard-headed? That's the whole nation of Israel. The whole nation of Israel, just like your children, hard-headed. Don't want to listen. Just want to do what they want to do. Run up and down the stairs. Make a whole lot of noise, break stuff up, and laugh and giggle about it. That's the whole nation. Read.
Verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
See that, brothers and sisters. The Bible says that if we didn't listen to God, if we didn't follow his statutes and commandments, it says he was going to put curses on us. And verses 16 to verse 67 goes through a lot of curses and a lot of prophetic things that God did to us and things that took place on us and signs to let you know who the children of God were going to be in the future. Now let's go to the last prophecy and the last curse in this chapter, verse 68.
And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.
Again, it says, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt, the land of Egypt. What does the land of Egypt represent, brothers and sisters? The land of Egypt represents the house of bondage. How can we prove that? Let's get Exodus chapter 20, verse 2.
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
You see that, brothers and sisters? So the land of Egypt represents the house of bondage. So when it says, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt, Egypt represents the house of bondage. And it says, again, meaning another time. Because remember, the first time we walked into Egypt. But it says it's going to bring us, the Lord's going to bring us into bondage again, it says, with ships. What do these ships represent? Slave ships. Only one race of people went into slavery, went into bondage by slave ships, and that's the so-called Negro, so-called African American. We read about slavery right here in the Holy Bible. It says, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies. And I know you. I know to this day in 2018, you still trying to be friends with them. Not all white people are bad. There's some good white people. How many times you said that? How many times you heard that? Let me ask you this. Can you trust the rattlesnake recruit, Iron? Now, you might have a rattlesnake as a pet. You might cross the street with the rattlesnake. You might walk in the grass with the rattlesnake, but you keep your eye on the rattlesnake, don't you? Because if you take your eye off a rattlesnake, recruit Iron, what's going to happen?
You're going to get bit.
But y'all still want to have the rattlesnake as a pet. You still want to trust the rattlesnake. You still want to talk about, look how pretty the rattlesnake is. Look at his blue eyes. Look at his long red tongue. You know, I work with rattlesnakes. They're okay. My next door neighbor's a rattlesnake. He's all right. Listen to how you sound. You know, I dated a rattlesnake once. You know, she was okay. Had a butt like a sister. These are all quotes, Iron. All quotes.
Oh.
You understand that? It says, and there you shall be sold unto your enemies. It says, for bondmen, slave men, and bond women. Because some of your sisters forgot that you were slaves too. And it says, and no man shall buy you. Again, buy is old Quaker English for save, because the only man, if I can even, that's ordained to save is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which also was a so-called Negro, so-called African-American, a Jew, a black man. And brothers and sisters, the first commodities sold on Wall Street were Negro slaves, where Wall Street meets the East River. Until next week, brothers and sisters, I want to say God bless you, good night, shalom. Thank you for tuning in to The Truth from PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Next Saturday, Black History Unfolded, Part 2. Shalom.